When Republican Congressmember Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia went to the Capitol to attend the President's State of the Union address, she carried with her a white helium balloon. It was a reference to the Chinese surveillance balloon that derailed a high-level China-U.S. diplomatic summit after flying from Alaska to the Carolina coast. On Thursday, the House of Representatives took up a resolution condemning the spy balloon as a violation of U.S. sovereignty. Republican Michael McCaul of Texas presented the resolution on the House floor.
This resolution, I believe, sends a clear bipartisan signal to the CCP and our adversaries around the world that this action will not be tolerated. To tell the world with a united voice that our national security is not a partisan issue. We stand together today with one voice as Americans against this act of aggression by the Chinese Communist Party.
The Chinese surveillance balloon was first detected January 28th. It hovered over a sensitive nuclear military base in Montana before flying across to the Carolina coast, where it was shot down over water on Saturday. The resolution condemning the balloon passed on a vote of 419-0. The vote may have been bipartisan, but the debate most certainly was not. Republicans blasted the Biden administration for not shooting the balloon down earlier. Republican Ryan Zink of Montana says he saw the balloon as it flew over his state.
If this administration can't figure a balloon out, then how can we figure out Taiwan?
Republican Russell Fry of South Carolina is another eyewitness, and he too calls the Biden administration negligent.
This was a test by the Chinese Communist Party, and it saddens me to say that I think that this administration failed that test. This is the United States. Our foreign policy has always been built on peace through strength. This is our wake-up call. It is time for President Biden to step up on the world stage and take a page from one of my favorite presidents, Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick.
The Biden administration says the balloon was not a threat and it avoided shooting it down over land to avoid risk to people below. Democrat Gregory Meeks of New York is the top Democrat on the Foreign Affairs Committee. He says that decision by the Biden administration safeguarded human life and prevented escalation.
The Biden administration showcased to the world once again that the United States is the responsible power. And by swiftly sharing information about the PRC's global surveillance efforts, we have strengthened the confidence and trust that our allies and partners have in us. In short, the PRC came out on the bottom, and America came out on top.
That House vote was not the only forum at the Capitol where the issue was discussed. The Biden administration gave House lawmakers a closed briefing Thursday morning. It reportedly also grew heated, with Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting out, "Bull expletive," and "I don't believe you," according to another lawmaker who attended. Greene herself said, "I chewed them out just like the American people would have." Over on the other side of the Capitol, the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense heard a briefing from Defense Department officials, with sometimes angry remarks from senators.
I don't want a damn balloon going across the United States when we potentially could have taken it down over the Aleutian Islands, no offense to Alaska or Alaska.
Senator John Tester is a Democrat from Montana.
But the truth is I got a problem with a Chinese balloon flying over my state, much less the rest of the country.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski described herself as an angry resident of Alaska, the state where the balloon first entered U.S. airspace.
The fact of the matter is, Alaska is the first line of defense for America, right? If you're going to have Russia coming at you, if you're going to have China coming at you, we know exactly how they come. They come up and they go over Alaska. Sometimes they go on the top, sometimes they go straight across, but Alaska is it.
Elsewhere in the Capitol, State Department spokesperson Ned Price defended the administration's decision on when to shoot down the balloon at his weekly briefing. He said sensitive military facilities were locked down when the balloon passed over.
When it entered North American airspace, we were tracking it very closely. NORAD had custody of it. It was scrutinizing it and watching it very closely. NORAD, our military officials, did not assess it to be a military threat. At the same time, just as it wasn't deemed to be a military threat, there was value to us in tracking and assessing the activities of the balloon so that we could, in a sense, flip the script, so that we could learn more about this capability, even as the PRC had deployed it in our airspace in an effort to learn more about us.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the balloon was an unmanned Chinese civilian airship that strayed into U.S. airspace by accident. But U.S. officials say the balloon, with a payload the size of two or three school buses, was part of a fleet of surveillance balloons the Chinese military uses to spy on more than 40 countries across five continents. A Pentagon official says the spy balloon program has been in operation for several years. Meanwhile, U.S. Navy crews are carrying out recovery operations, and the first evidence has already been sent to FBI facilities at Quantico, Virginia. As for what steps the U.S. will take next, besides the House resolution, that remains to be seen. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.